will be going to a packing plant here in the southeast and spending a day there to assess everything from mobility of the animals coming off the trucks, how long they were in the trucks, kind of what condition they're in when they get to the packing plant. Are there any bruises or injection sites, things that needs to be looked at? And then some of the defects we see on the slaughter floor, so that we know how to, you know, in the future best speak to the things that cattlemen ought to be, you know, looking at and concerned about in their BQA program.
And Dr. Johnson says this effort is important to the beef industry, and BQA is something producers need to be involved with.
A lot of these things affect the value of those animals, and then not only that, but also kind of how the public perceives animals, especially those that are culled out of the herd at the end of their breeding life. And so, you know, both from a dollars in your pocket to kind of what your neighbor thinks of your animals that you're sending to be harvested, just to make sure that, you know, we are doing the best job we can be doing.
To learn more about the BQA program, go to bqa.org.
As beef and dairy producers, we are committed to producing the safest, highest quality food for folks here in the U.S. and around the world. This is Baxter Black, here to remind you that your beef quality assurance program plays a big role in leading the way to identifying the best practices to produce safe, wholesome beef from pasture to plate. So learn more by visiting bqa.org. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.